The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. This is episode number 27. It's our Russell Hyatt interview part two. And I hope you got to listen to the first part of our interview with Russell. And Russell, for those of you that don't know, he is the barber there in Mount Airy, North Carolina, Andy Griffith's hometown, who owns and operates Floyd's City Barbershop. It's right next door to the Snappy Lunch. So if you're ever visiting Mount Airy, you definitely want to drop in and visit with Russell because he's a great guy. You can sit down in his chair and get your picture made and get a haircut and just visit with him. Or you can just sit around and sit in the barbershop and listen to him talk about other things with other folks. There's never a shortage of things to talk about there in Floyd's Barbershop, so make sure you drop by there. This interview, I didn't mention last time, it was done April 24th in 1998. Jan and I, my wife and I, had gone up to Mount Airy that spring just kind of to go up there and visit sometime when it wasn't Mayberry days. And we carried our son, and our son had been born in 1996 in December. So, you know, he was a year and, you know, several months, oh, 5 months, I guess. And he had never had a haircut. So guess what? Russell Hyatt gave Adam his first haircut. He got his first haircut at Floyd's Barbershop in Mount Airy, North Carolina. That's pretty neat. And, hey, I thought that was neat enough. We got pictures. You know, Jan had to hold him because he was crying. You know, he didn't like getting his haircut. But after he got his haircut and it was all over, you know, I thought that was great. But Russell went over there and pulled out of a drawer or somewhere over there. He pulled out a certificate. And Adam actually has a certificate showing that he had his first haircut at Floyd's Barbershop in Mount Airy, North Carolina, and it's signed by Russell. So that's a pretty special memento that we have. We're going to go on into the episode here and talk to Russell and hear some stuff from him as he concludes our interview with him. He's going to tell us some things that are in Mount Airy that are talked about on the Andy Griffith Show. You know, people are always trying to compare Mount Airy and Mayberry. Well, he's going to tell us about some of that stuff, and he's going to talk some about the people that come from all over the country to come there and sit in his barber chair and visit with Russell. So I hope you're going to enjoy it. Here's part two and the final part, conclusion, of our interview with Russell Hyatt.
Talking about things here around town that are related to the show, what are some things that come to your mind that you've seen on the Andy Griffith Show that...
Okay. We were talking about Wally's service station. The name Wally, who had a brother named Opie. Wally was a high school football coach, basketball coach, and an English teacher, and his favorite person in school. He used Wally's name and Opie's name, put Wally's to the service station and Opie to the kids, you know. He used those two names for sure, Emmett Forrest, Emmett's Fix-It Shop. And a lot of the other places, streets and things like that, are here that he mentioned on the show. Now, the diner that he was on the show is not here anymore. It's in Hillsville, Virginia. They moved that thing to Hillsville, Virginia. Of course, he mentioned the Snappy Lunch on the show. Mm-hmm. And, of course, people flocked there. You know, that set them off. And of course, now the Bluebird, he mentioned the Bluebird several times. That was three doors down the street. It's no longer there. The where the art market is located now was Lamb's Drug Store. That was another thing on the show. Mount Pilot is really Pilot Mountain. So all of those things prove that it was based on, mm-hmm, on his hometown. Largely, and experiences that he had here, I think. He drew from a lot of experiences
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people say the same thing. Yeah. It's been interesting to me to find out all the different things that are in town that are similar, at
right.
least. You know, they're not necessarily 100%. If people come to Mount Airy to expect to see Main Street and Mayberry, they're going to be a little disappointed. But if you stay around a little while, I think you start seeing a lot of Mayberry everywhere.
That's
true.
So, yeah, that's what it takes. You got to be here a while. Now, you can't walk down Main Street and say, this is Mayberry.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that would say anything about Mayberry walking down Main Street, somebody's going to speak to you. Somebody's going to be nice mm-hmm. to you.
You've been cutting hair all these years. You get tired of it, or you still enjoy it?
I still enjoy it. really? Well, when I got hurt, I thought it was through. But when I came out of the hospital, they brought me by here. Some people sitting in here, and I said, I'll be back. And they said, well, we hope so. I said, give me a little time, I'll be back. So I don't have any idea when I quit. Like the newspaper called, Winston-Salem Journal called at the hospital when I was in there. My daughter was just in here. She answered the phone and said, we heard there was a prominent barber in the Mount Airy that had a serious injury and was going to have to retire. Said, we want to do his story. She said, listen, my daddy has no intention of retiring. Said, he'll be back working. He said, well, if he ever decides to retire, will you give me the story? She said, I'll call you.
Huh.
But that's true. I don't have any intention. I'll eventually have to. I know that, but I don't have any intention now. You don't quit because you're growing old. You grow old because you quit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know people that come to Mayberry Days, one of the highlights to them is coming in to the barbershop and seeing you.
Well, I hear that all the time, but a lot of them tell me this looks more like Mayberry than anything they've seen. Well, you know, Florida Barbershop was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
They come in here and they see the barber chairs, and it's where Andy got his haircut. You know, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the barbershop used to be the city barbershop.
City barbershop, and all these years until Helen Crump, I don't know if you know about that, I guess, but she was in Winston-Salem with a reunion, and she came to Mount Airy with about 500 people on a Saturday afternoon. So the next year we had Mayberry Days. So before Mayberry Days, Tanya Reese and some of the others came and said, get Floyd's on the window. Says, after all, this is Floyd's barbershop. I said, it's always been city, though. We don't care. This Mayberry Days are coming up. Said, get it on there. People are going to be looking for it. And really and truly, it is Floyd's barbershop. I said, okay. So it's on me.
That's great. Yeah, because here in Mount Airy, Floyd's Barbershop and the Snappy Lunch are right next to each other for people that wouldn't know that.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they complement each other so well because the fans of the Andy Griffith Show do tend to, when they're here, you know, the lines at the Snappy Lunch are way past your door up here. And people enjoy being able to stick their head in and look at.
Well, you see, that's right. And everybody's when they come, they're going to eat.
That's right.
So now everybody's not going to get a haircut, but I get all the people.
Uh-huh.
I get them all. And I have, oh my goodness, I've got repeat people. All the people came by yesterday from Salem, Ohio. They come back twice a year, every year. And their son in Salem, he comes anytime he can get away, he flies down here. This is where he comes. He said, this is what I come for, right here.
I know. There's a fellow up in Canada that drives down here and gets haircut.
Absolutely. He and his father both.
Uh-huh. Is that kind of amazing to you that people do stuff like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it's a testimony to you. I mean, people really do.
It pleases
me. They appreciate your attitude, you know, your demeanor towards everyone, I think. It kind of, the friendship that they've developed with you, I think that kind of testifies some to it.
That's what's so dear to me is the relationship, the friendship I've developed over the country over the years. That's what I hold dear. That's what I hold dear right there. If there's anything, one thing the owner would say about me when I'm dead and gone, that he was kind to people. If they can say that, I've done pretty well.
I think that'll definitely be something people would say. Hopefully it'll be a long time before they say it.
I do too.
Well, is there anything in particular you'd like to say or tell people? Or?
Well, I'll tell you, I've said this before and I've said it many times. Mayberry people are the greatest people in the world. And if any of them sees this or hears this, I want them to know that that's the way I feel. They're just like family to me. I look forward to seeing them coming here. Nothing thrills me any more than to see those people that I've made friends with walk in that door.
That's great. Well, Russell, I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed the interview with Russell Hyatt. I know I did. You know, it's a while back when I did those interviews, and I'd forgotten a lot of the stuff he had said. So it was a lot of fun for me to hear him again. So I'm glad you folks recommended it. So thank you for the ones of you that had asked for interviews from people from Mount Airy. And I'll try to do some more of those. I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You can find us at mayberry.com/podcast, and you can leave, you know, comments there. But we'd like to have you that way, or better yet, if you'd leave me a voicemail at 888-684-8415, then we can actually hear your voice, and that's a lot more fun. You can also email me at floyd@mayberry.com. I'd love to hear your questions, comments, whatever you got for me. I'd love to see them, because it's just a lot of fun hearing back from you to let me know, you know, hey, how am I doing? Things like that. So, and remember to drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com and get anything you might need from Mayberry. All right, folks. Then we're done with this one, so we'll see you next time on Two Chairs No Way. Bye.